It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
This is Pendleton Paradise. Evening, folks. Hi, y'all. Oh, you're glad I'm back, Mike. Well, we're glad to be back at Camp Pendleton. And man, is this camp big. Camp Pendleton, the only unexplored continent with a front gate. Yeah, you know, folks, it's so big here, you have to have a 3-day pass to go AWOL.
Hello, Beth. What's up beside my popularity rating?
Well, if it isn't Pretty Face Foreman, our dean of public speaking. How are you, Bill? Have you had your facial cocktail today?
Of course not. Say, Beth, getting back to Camp Pendleton, I'll bet you're glad to pay another visit here.
You bet I am, Bill Foreman. No kidding, I love it here, and these guys love me, too. Have they been swell? You know, today I went over to one of the barracks, and the guys were so glad to see me, they got down on their knees to welcome me, and gee, I never was so thrilled. I thought it was some kind of a ritual or a ceremony, so I got down on my knees, too, and when I got up, I was broke.
This camp really is huge, Beth. Why, some of these poor guys are miles from nowhere, out in those tent cities called Little Berlin and Little Tokyo.
Say, Bill, have you seen Little Tokyo?
Yeah. Cheerful little spot, isn't it?
Cheerful? Cheerful? For the last time a Marine smiled out there, it took the medic 3 days to reassemble his face.
Just a second, Bill. I have written the shortest poem in the world, which I would like to read, thanks.
All right, Ishkabibble, what's it about?
San Clemente.
Okay, read the shortest poem in the world.
San Clemente, once is plenty.
Ish, now listen, forget that. What have you been doing around here?
Oh, my. And also, I caught some fierce birds.
Fierce birds? Well, where did you catch them?
In the yard. They were yard birds. You know, there ain't but one bird I'm afraid of.
There's only one bird you're afraid of? What bird?
A stork.
Oh, well. Ish, why don't you quit talking about silly birds like the stork?
What's the matter? I always thought you liked storks.
Oh, you're stupid. What made you think I like storks?
Well, your own family told me you were stark crazy.
All right. Ish, disappear. These Marines want to hear about the $115 in war bond prizes.
But before the college gives its new freshman a chance, the professor says...
Come on, chillin'. Yes, Dan.
How many hearts have you broken with those great big beautiful eyes? Those great big beautiful eyes that tell such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe you mean it, ah, but baby, to do it again. How many hearts have you spent on that dreamy road to romance? Honey, I'll take that chance, cause I need some lovin'. I just can't resist you, even though I am wise. To how many hearts you have broken with those great big beautiful eyes. Thank you. hearts have you stranded on that dreamy road to romance. Honey, I'll take that chance, 'cause I need so much of that love, and I just can't resist you, even though I am wise to how many hearts you have broken with those great big old beautiful eyes.
Round examination, Professor.
All right, and our first contestant is Private First Class Anthony Master... Now, wait a minute now. Master Stefano... Oh, no, kid. Now, what's that?
Master Stefano.
Anthony Master Stefano from Erie, Pennsylvania. All right, Anthony.
Mr. Jones, now listen closely. You know, it's which, why, and what time in the college. And Ken Smith of Mexico City wants you to tell us which, why, and what. First, the Vice President of the United States is President of the Senate or Speaker of the House. Which? The Vice President is either President of the Senate or Speaker of the House. Which?
Speaker of the House.
Nope, he's the President of the Senate. Now, the United States Marines are called Leathernecks. Why?
In the pirate days, they wore high leather collars.
Absolutely. In the nursery rhyme, Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating what?
His Christmas pie.
Absolutely, boy. He's right in there. Now it's Private First... Well, look out. It's Private First Class Margaret Laughlin from Akron, Ohio. From a good old Buckeye. Yes, sir, and an eyeful, too. Yes. Miss Margaret Laughlin, in the words of all these Marines gathered here tonight, might I say that you are boing! Miss Laughlin, now listen, you know, our boys all around this world are handling all kinds of coins. All kinds of different kinds of coins. So, for Private First Class Virginia Hall of Camp Pendleton, we're going to mention different foreign coins. Now, you tell us a country or countries using the coin. First, the peso. What country would you bring to your mind uses the peso?
Peso. Spain.
Well, yes, Mexico, South America, Cuba, and that's... What about the mark?
The mark, England?
England. Oh, no. Not the... No. Students!
Germany
would be one. I think Finland, too. What about the franc?
Oh, France.
France, right, Switzerland. Speaking of coins, has the United States ever used 3-cent pieces? Would you say they have or haven't?
Yes, I believe they have.
You say the United States has used 3-cent pieces?
Yes.
Oh, 3 cents? That's right. And now, here is Staff Sergeant Lee A. Smith of Chicora, Pennsylvania. Say, now listen, Lee Smith, a famous orchestra leader is stationed here at Pendleton. You'll recognize his name when you hear his theme song. All right, let's go. I'm sure he's got it. His name is Dick, and I don't mean Dick Himba. And what's that?
Dick Jurgens.
Dick Jurgens is absolutely right, and he's got a swell marine orchestra here at Pendleton. What about it, guys? Hasn't he? And speaking of Jurgens, there's a famous commentator who broadcasts for Jurgens. Who would that be?
Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell is so right. Ah, what is a gherkin? A gherkin. G-H-E-R-K-I-N. A gherkin. And don't look at me and make any wisecracks now. A gherkin. Oh, you'll be in a pickle if you don't get this, boy. You'll be in a pickle. Well, it's a small pickle, that's right. Now, just for fun, let's assume that Dick Jurgens has been ordered to the boondocks, and you have to pinch hit for him on his trumpet. Now, here's Dick's horn, and every time our orchestra stops, you'll be Dick Jurgens on the trumpet. Now...
Ha ha ha!
a masterful job. I won't comment upon your playing, but I will say this. We will do all in our power to keep Dick Jurgens out of the boondocks.
Professor, the first round winner is born.
The first round winner is born. Well, Bill Foreman took that F-11 horn. Oh, Ish, please drop that other shoe, Daddy. Thank you.
Vote for Ish K. Bibble, choice of the girl Marine. So vote for Ish K. Bibble. My slogan, a car for every Marine and a couple of chickens in every car.
Wait a minute, Ish. What office are you running for?
Plumbing inspector in the boondock.
Wait a minute here. Oh, plumbing inspector, eh? Say, what's your platform, Ish?
Well, you know, I say that nobody can get a good night's sleep when there is a leaky kitchen faucet around.
Oh.
Now, I intend to see that there ain't no more leaky kitchen faucets.
Oh, what do you know about leaky faucets?
Well, you're on the radio every Wednesday night, ain't you?
Yes.
Well, I don't know a drip when I hear one. And furthermore. I intend to put the U.S. Navy to work repairing kitchen plumbing.
The Navy repairing kitchen plumbing? Why the Navy?
Best sinkers in the world.
You said it! Well, Ish, I must say that's some platform, but I doubt if you can get anybody to vote for you except your girlfriend.
Oh, my girl can't vote.
Too young?
No, she just moved from La Jolla and she ain't been naturalized yet.
Dean Foreman, who's the first winner? What do the judges say?
The judges say...
Chim, chirim, chim, kaza, kawa, koga, loga, moya, ka, hanyi, zinkovya, matila, mala, famya, samot, sana, vela, nemoj, 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 nemoj,
Sounds a little like a second lieutenant, doesn't it? I'm only kidding. No second, Lewis. They talk with a gun, boy. That's all. I'm sorry. Thank you, judges. The winner of the first round is contestant number two. It's Private First Class Margaret Laughlin of Akron, Ohio. Well, Dean Foreman, bring on our second rounders and...
Just a second, little chum. You know, I got a dramatic song and recitation here in regards to which I would like to get off scene.
Well, hurry up with it.
Okay. A little music, Professor. I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places, at the Caliente races or the zoo. Oh, Nellie, do you remember that moonlight night at Balboa Zoo? When you whispered in my ear, I love you. How tickled I was. You should shave once in a while. And that night, as you stole my heart, I held your little hand to keep you from stealing my watch, too. And Nellie, how we planned our little love nest on Front Street, a humble wedding cottage with adjoining Marines. There would be roses round the door, roses in the garden, roses in the trellis, roses in the patio, roses, roses, roses. Ye gods, can we have at least one geranium?
We talked about your mother, Nellie, and how lonely she'd be without you.
And remember, Nellie, remember how we decided to send her a big remembrance bundle each week, our laundry. Oh, remember, Nellie, how we began buying knickknacks for our little home and the trouble we had finding a big enough trousseau for your torso. How we laughed. Ha, ha. How gay we were. Ha, ha, ha. Then, Nellie, then came the lover's quarrel. You got on a boat and went to South America, and I got on a binge and went to Oceanside. Life has nothing to offer, Nellie. But if you think life has nothing to offer, you should see Oceanside. But it's not over, Nellie. Oh, no. I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you, Nellie, because I'm going back. Back to our old stamping ground, the San Diego Zoo. I'll be looking at the big baboon, but I'll be seeing Caillou.
That was all very touching, but these men are clutching for that dough.
Right, Joe Foreman. Our first contestant is, it's Planet's first class Guy S. Ross from Houston, Texas, so let's go! All right, Guy. Say, Guy, Elwood Ramey of the Florida Coast Guard writes us that he overheard two Marines talking in the Pacific Square Ballroom the other night. One said, you know, that girl I've been dancing with every night has money. I know she's got money because when I dance with her, I can hear the money. Yeah, I can hear the money. Jingle, jangle, jingle.
Right, I can hear it.
Jingle, jangle, jingle. But for the life of me, I don't know where that gal keeps that dough. The second one said, didn't you know all girls keep their money in their stockings? Well, in that case, said the first Marine, I'll come home rich tonight because I'm gonna... Yeah.
Dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking.
Yeah, if these guys can't get it with those snake eyes, they get it. Get that dough. Yes, sir, to come home with the money. Yes, private first class, Marie L. Good from Boston, Massachusetts. Ah, Miss Good from Boston and good looking to look at anywhere. Yes, sir. Say, Miss Good, our versatile Casanova, Bill Foreman, he's an expert on imitating foreign accents. He's called the Adam's apple of all nations. Now listen, today our men in uniform are hearing every language under the sun. So let's see how good you are at detecting the accent of some foreigners who might be using our own language. Now, Bill, rip off a few imitations, and when he finishes each one, you tell us who he's imitating.
There's a wee bunny lassie here from across the sea in America. And when I took a look at her, the only thing I could think of to say in the words of my American friends was boing.
All right, what accent?
He's a Scotsman.
Yes, sir, and a keen-eyed one at that. Go ahead.
Faith and I saw darling Colleen just the other day. She's from America, and she has just the right things in the right places, if you know what I mean. And, Faith, I'm sure you do. So I said boing.
An Irishman,
fine.
Go blimey, Governor. I was walking in Limehouse the other day, and I put me eye on a lady from the United States who was a bit of all right. And so help me, I couldn't help myself. I said, boy.
An Englishman.
A what?
An Englishman.
Well, what type of English accent?
Limey.
Limey or Cockney, that's exactly right. What about Bill Foreman's accents? Weren't they swell? Yes, sir, Dean Foreman. There's a man with 39 throats behind a single collar button. And here is Corporal Harvey J. Sadler from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yes, sir. Here's Harvey J. Sadler, the corporal who made Milwaukee famous. Come over here. Now, listen. Here's a cutie from Gene Doherty of Portsmouth, Virginia. We'll set the scene. Now, wait. Georgia has just walked on stage and has kind of upset the question for a moment here. Say, Harvey, we'll set the scene for you. All we want you to do is to name the motion picture. Now, in a certain motion picture, Spencer Tracy and Irene Dunne are dancing to a phonograph record overseas, and she is singing this song as they dance.
I'll get by as long as I have you.
All you have to do is name the picture that this scene brings to your mind.
A guy named Joe.
And a good picture, and a good letter. Now, here's a scene from another Irene Dunne and Charles Boyer picture. With a group of little children gathered around her, in this scene, Irene sang,
wishing will make it so.
Now, what's the picture that comes to your mind? This song was featured all during that picture.
And cares will go.
Boy, boy, and did Irene and Charles have a love affair in that picture. Oh, man. What is that?
My love affair.
Well, just leave off my. Love affair is the title of the picture, and I don't know how he got it.
Second round winner, Professor.
Second round winner. We'll have the judges made a decision.
Yes, the judge's decision is...
Chim, 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 koza krawa, koga loga moja kochani dziękowie, siem, piwa, cztery, kłady, kwadra, pi, przyjrzenia, siła, zlinga, bezoli, bezoliczko, cielony, cieczek, prosto, holi, kosiczek, tip, 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 tip. Ja to glacie nie budu, nie budu, nie budu.
Thank you, judge, again. Thank you very much. Do you think he made himself muddied? That's very clear. Here is the winner of the second round. It's contestant number two, with a perfect score all the way, Private First Class Marie L. Good, Boston, Massachusetts.
Poor little Rhode Island, smallest of the 48. You have no prairie moon for which coyotes croon. But I still think that you're great. You're such a teensy-weensy poor little Rhode Island that all those Texans yippee-yay.
Oh, yippee-yay.
You're still the best part of the land of diddly-love. And I'll include old Iowa.
They've written songs about the South. They've written songs about the North. And I have heard them say there's nothing finer than Carolina in the morning.
But how about the night then?
Poor little Rhode Island, be careful if your fancy's free.
In Providence one day, she stole my heart away. I'm dreaming of her constantly.
There's the sunshine bright on your old Kentucky home. Rhode Island's a place for me.
How about the night in poor little Rhode Island? Be careful if you're fancy free.
Oh, Providence one day she stole his heart away.
And though that sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home, Rhode Island's still the place for me.
Yes, Rhode Island's the place for me.
Tell these leathernecks it's time for the showdown.
Yes, sir. Bring them up, Dean. I'll shoot them the lowdown. And the first man in our final round, oh, that's the first winner, is Private First Class Margaret Laughlin from Akron, Ohio, who won the first round. Now, we have one question apiece tonight in the final round, so you gals really better be on your toes. Tonight, we want to devote our final questions to some of our political presidential campaigns. Mr. and Mrs. H. Fogarty of Rochester, New York, say that one of the most popular of all political figures ran for president using this campaign song. All right, what?
The late Al Smith.
The late Al Smith, East Side, West Side. Was he also called the Happy Warrior?
Yes, I do.
Yes, he was. That's right. What presidential candidate supporters wore sunflowers?
Al Landon from Kansas.
Who ran against FDR in 1932?
Al Landon.
No, H.H., and I don't mean Horace Heights.
Herbert Hoover,
36.
Landon.
40.
Wilson. 44. Dewey.
That's all of your questions. Thank you very much. And now, here is Private First Class Marie L. Good from Boston, Massachusetts, who won the second round with the perfect score. All right, Marie, Sergeant and Mrs. K.E. Williams of Fresno say that this has been a famous campaign song, for a famous presidential candidate. Now, let's see if you can name the song and tell us what candidate it brings to your mind.
Again.
Yes, and what great presidential candidate used it was one of his campaign songs. He also used Anchors Away. Home on the Range is one of his favorites. He was the most successful of all of our presidential candidates.
Yeah.
FDR is certainly right. Say, how many times was Teddy Roosevelt elected president? Now, that's a tricky question. Think now. How many times was he elected president?
Once.
Once is right. He served almost two terms, though, because he was vice president when he took over office. That's right. Now, what, that's right. What presidential candidate went to bed thinking he was elected and woke up to find out he had lost? It was the second Wilson, President Wilson campaign. His opponent went to bed thinking he had won. But California hadn't been heard from, or at least all of the states, and it was a little town of Eureka that turned the tide. And the next morning, this candidate was not president. Wilson was reelected. Students!
Yeah.
Charles G. Hughes, I'm sorry you missed that. All right.
Best, shall I name the winner? His score was really nice. The winner, Fest.
All right, and it is. It's a girl. Yes, sir. It's a Private First Class Margaret Laughlin of Akron, Ohio. The winner. So that's quite a coincidence. I don't think we've ever had two final contestants, both Lady Marines. It was a pleasure. And for you, Miss Laughlin, you fought to the end. We present yourself now, my devil dog friend. Let me pin this medal on your uniform. Oh, so sorry. You win the $50 United States War Bond, first prize. And number two, you came through for the $25 bond. The other four in your swell corps each get $10 in stamps.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.